Hi there. The word for you today is start staring and don't stop. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 we read, stir up the gift of God that is in you. God gave you your talent, but it's your job to develop it. And it's not that complicated because your gift usually relates to something that excites you. Think about it. God made you. He hardwired the desires of your heart. Knowing that helps you to understand why there are things you find rewarding, and those things involve your innate talents and abilities. One author says, and I quote, it's natural for a hunting dog to hunt. Coop him up and he'll lie around with no enthusiasm. But when he realizes he's going hunting, he comes alive. That's because God designed hunting dogs that way. They have a passion inside them. They don't have to get themselves worked up and say, let me go listen to a sermon or a motivational message so I can work up some zest and zeal. No, when those dogs know they're going hunting, they're naturally excited. And you know what? When you are doing what you know God has called you to do, enthusiasm and excitement will exude from you naturally. Now, may not want to jump up and down or feel like that, but within we know, this is what I was called to do. This is why I was born. On the other hand, if you're doing something that's not natural, it's always a struggle. Look, if you try, train, pray, practice, and push, and you still can't get that skill right, recognize that it may not be in your nature. Of course, we must persevere and push through and learn hard and difficult things, but in general, your life shouldn't be a constant struggle. When you're fulfilling your purpose, one of the most noticeable results is how rewarding it feels when you do what Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that is already within you. How do you do that? By utilizing the natural talents and abilities God's given you. Okay?